4CC's Weekend Fishing Report. Thanks to LJ's Complete Angler, Gladstone Harbour.
Morning, Liam.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, all right. Now, things hit and miss a little bit over the weekend, but 10 to 15's early in the morning's looking pretty good, eh?
Yeah, it looks pretty good, eh? We've got sort of 10 knots most of the day, Saturday from the north, and Sunday looks very similar. So I think with them northerlies, it's always pretty nice in the morning. We've got a real early high tide around 4 o'clock in the morning, so for those keen enough to get out of bed nice and early, it'll be worthwhile getting out for a quick fish.
Yeah, a lot of us back in the day probably didn't, mate, because we had something not before a little bit too much of. But as we get a little bit older, we wake up a little bit earlier.
Yeah, mate, once you have kids, it's pretty well, that's the end of it.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about getting up, go to the toilet, and you couldn't go back to sleep, so you went fishing.
Oh, is that right? No, I was talking about having too many beers the night before.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's what starts it. Mate, where do you recommend to go over the weekend? Offshore first. Let's have a report on offshore.
So the ones that were lucky enough to get out offshore during the week done really well. It's that time of year where the sweetlip and the trout really come on the chew. So they've been going, everyone who's fished for that species has done really well. Like most people I spoke to bagged out and got their limit and headed home nice and early, so that's good.
Mate, is that because of the coral spawn? I mean, you could smell it all throughout the week, sort of coming in from the Great Barrier Reef, because the coral does spawn once a year, and then you get that smell. Does that get the fish going or not?
Oh, mate, I don't know if it's so much the smell. It's more so the time of the year. I mean, we did have the finfish closure over the new moon, so that gave them a bit of a spell when no one could fish for them, so you know, it's just that time of year where they start to really fire up. The water temperatures are rising, so is their metabolism. They're happy to bite, so it makes it easy for us.
Yeah. Recommended bait, mate, if you're out in the reef?
Oh, mate, if you get your hands on some good big pilchards or some local squid, local cuttlefish, it's pretty hard to go past.
Yeah, you can get that at the shop too, because I see your dad working nice and hard all the time, sort of bagging all that up for you.
Yeah, it's his specialty. It's what he's good at. So, yeah, no, we bag up all our own bait. So even our pilchards we buy in 15-kilo blocks because they're just better quality pilchards, and then we bag them down. Even though it takes a little bit of effort, it's worthwhile in the end.
Yeah, definitely. No other shop does that, I don't think. Now, mate, inshore fishing, where do you recommend to go?
Mate, the old boy went out during the week and got some really good grunter. So he was just in the harbour fishing some structure in the harbour, and he got some really good grunter. So any of them creeks that hold the grunter, like Coliseum Inlet, South Trees Inlet, they all hold really good grunter, so they'd be worth a look. Even I've heard some reports of good whiting from down Coliseum and wild cattle down at Tanham there.
Okay.
So that's definitely worth a look as well. Coming into summer, you get them bigger summer whiting.
Mm-hmm.
I love catching whiting myself, so I'll definitely be having a look at that.
Well, on light tackle, mate, they're a good fighting fish, aren't they?
Yeah, bloody oath.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think I've mentioned it before, but with the temperatures rising, the water temperatures rising, our two probably sport species, the mangrove jack and barramundi, they're definitely on the chew.
Yeah, okay, love the mangrove jack.
Yeah, a couple of reports of blokes getting 4 and 5 barra in the harbour during the week, so that's okay. Always a good sign.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, and kids, they love going fishing as well, and mate, people want to have a bit of a browse around your shop. Now's the time to maybe think about getting Christmas gifts for that special person that loves to go fishing. And, mate, you're just competitive. I mean, you know, against all the big fellas, I mean, you beat them in price and service.
That's it, mate. Yep, we always make sure that our price is sharp. And then obviously the one thing we can offer is the local service and a one-on-one service. So that's always a good thing. Now, when you said it's a good time to go and look for Christmas, that's actually not a bad idea because at the moment we're stocked pretty well.
Yeah.
But all the reports we're getting from our suppliers are basically that they're running out.
Okay.
And so I've sort of pre-planned for Christmas and got a lot of stuff arriving in the next week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But as for Christmas itself, there's a lot of companies that are a little bit worried.
Yeah, well, we're only 2 months out from Christy, mate, and there's a lot of people shopping. I saw the Christmas decorations go up in a couple of places over the past week or so. But look, if you look, person that just loves their fishing, loves their angling, you'll look after them, you and your old fella.
Yeah, we sure will, mate.
All right, and they'll find you down at Gladstone Harbour. Thanks, Liam.
Nah, thank you, mate.
You have a great weekend.
Yeah, no worries. Do you want me bad joke or not?
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes. Oh, your bad joke, but
I normally forget it, and this time you forgot and I remembered it, so there you go.
Okay, there you go. Now, what's your bad joke?
Have you heard about our mate Duck?
Your mate Duck? No. What's happened about your mate Duck?
Oh, the poor fellow. He's had to go to rehab. he got hooked on quack.
Bye. See ya.
See ya, mate.
Good on you, Liam. There's our fishing report. And if you missed out on it, or if you want to hear the fishing report again, all you need to do is jump onto our website at 4cc.com.au. And it's also going to be up on our Facebook page as well. And keep up to date with what's on the tube with the team, your local complete angler down at Gladstone Harbour. Good morning. 8:24. Classic hits 4cc.